stand up. A man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's mighty
strong.
He has a great deal of
muscle power.
You have great
strength.
A person who laughs frequently and takes a joke well, you say is
has a good sense of humor.
A person who has who seems to have feet about this long and hands about this big around and trips over things and knocks things down, you say is
gawky.
And a person who will never spend a penny is
tightwad. Oh, stingy. Oh, Scrooge.
If a person is 90 years old and takes part in community activities and goes downtown every day and just keeps very busy and is very alert, you'd say, my, but she is
well preserved.
Well, would this mean physical appearance or the amount of energy she displays and the mental alertness?
Well, I guess you would say maybe she certainly is alert, or I don't quite get the term that you're searching for.
Yeah, I don't think I phrased it well. I was wondering if something like the term peart ever occurred.
You mean pert?
Pert?
Mm-hmm. Be pert instead of peart.
Well, is that common here?
Well, when a person is, you know, up and going, well, they're mighty pert.
Is this what you'd say about a person that's 90 and going around, or just...
I don't think I would use that expression for an older person. Pert to me means more, anybody that's just really on the beam.
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I pursued this, and that's why I used that expression that I thought might be strange. Mm-hmm. You have no doubt detected that I've frequently done this. If a person can't be around snakes, you say he's... Well, if he gets around snakes, he hollers and yells, you say he's...
afraid of them?
A person who dresses very, very, very poorly, takes no pride in his appearance, you say is...
sloppy.
And referring to him as a... what would you say about his dress? It's mighty...
tacky?
And that means that he is...
ill put together.
A person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what, you say is...
obstinate or stubborn.
And a person who takes offense easily is... Well, let's say you have a person in the office who never takes a joke, seldom smiles.
Sourpuss.
He's a sourpuss. If you speak to him, he is offended. You'd say, don't go near him because he's a sourpuss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people say that if you wave a red flag in front of a bull, you'll make him...
charge you.
And that, he'll charge you because he has become...
angry.
If you wish to settle, let's say there's a fire in a moving picture house, and you're aware of it, and you wish to soothe the audience, so you get up on the stage and say, all right, now everybody just
calm down.
And at night when you come home from work, you're
tired.
And if you've had a particularly hard day, you're just plain
poofed.
Poofed, huh?
Almost everybody says that anymore.
If you have a friend in the hospital, and let's say it's a surprise to you, he has a disease, you might say to someone, well, by George, I didn't know that he'd...
contacted that.
When did he...
become ill.
Would you say take sick? And if you see a person with a runny nose, in the winter, runny nose and red eyes, and he goes...
got a cold.
Yeah.